hurts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's time for another episode of Abandoned Manitoba. And Gordon, I am very curious about today because when you were leaving last week, you said you're going to take us to a place where Mr. Spock from Star Trek would feel quite at home. What are you talking about?
Well, as dedicated Trekkers would tell you, Mr. Spock comes from a planet called Vulcan, which is named for the Roman god of fire. And what I'm alluding to is the Vulcan Iron Works here in Winnipeg.
Okay. I've heard of them. Where are they?
Well, they're gone.
I mean, where were they, rather?
It's in Point Douglas, north of the underpass on Main Street. If you just turn onto Sutherland Avenue and just drive just a little ways, a couple of blocks, you'll pass by the remains of what was once an enormous industrial complex. The Vulcan Iron Works.
So at its peak, how big was it?
Well, it reached its peak probably in the Second World War, and at that time it employed about 600 people. It occupied 3.5 city blocks, about 9 acres altogether, and it had this floor space of the factory itself was 190,000 square feet. It was just a vast facility.
And what were they doing there?
Basically making anything that needed to be made out of metal.
Okay. And so were they casting metal and that kind of thing?
That was certainly one of the things they did, yes. It was very an elaborate facility, very diverse. You know, literally the list of things that they would make at the Vulcan Iron Works was broad. You know, I mean, I came across references, for example, to structural steel. A lot of the buildings, for example, that date from the early 20th century onwards are probably made of Vulcan steel in their skeleton. The bridges around the province, many of which I found in my travels, many of those metal ones were made from Vulcan steel. There were fire hydrants, staircases, tanks, plates, bolts, rivets, even the parts in grain elevators. Although the grain elevators themselves are almost always made out of wood, they had metal parts for the parts that had to rub against each other. The hoists that would lift the grain truck up to pour the contents out were made by Vulcan Iron Works. Railway equipment, iron and brass, ornamental things. If you made plaques, they would actually pour the brass to make the plaques. I mean, you name it, they made it.
Now I know why I think it's familiar to me. I've seen the Vulcan brand name, and I can't remember what, but obviously it was on many things.
Yes, in fact, and it's still in people's imagination. There's all kinds of references that if you just do a Google search, you'll find all kinds of references to Vulcan Ironworks, although it hasn't really been known as that for a very long time. It was renamed back in the 1950s, and it went through a series of name changes, went through a series of ownerships. The trail for it actually goes cold about the 1981, the last reference I can find to it. The company's name was Bridge and Tank.
When was it built? When did it originate?
Well, in fact, that's the interesting part about it, I think. It originated in 1874, which, you think about it, is literally only 4 years after Manitoba became a province, only just a few months after Winnipeg became a city. And it was established as something called the Winnipeg Foundry and Machine Shop. And there's nothing remaining from that era, from the 1870s, but there are buildings left from the early 1880s, what we think is either 1881 or 1882, still at that site.
And what are they used for? Anything?
Right now, nothing as far as I can tell. I mean, just judging from the appearance from the outside, I've never been inside, but the outside is completely covered in graffiti, tall weeds, big padlocks and chain link fences. So it looks to me like they really haven't had much going on there for quite some time.
And how many people did you say worked there at its peak?
Well, say during the Second World War, when they were busy making armaments and ship parts and so on, they employed over 600 people.
So can we visit this site?
Yes, you can. If you just drive down Sutherland Avenue, it's at the junction of Sutherland and Maple Street North. That's where the beginning of it is. And it occupied, say, at one point, at its height, several city blocks. Some of those buildings were torn down, I think, in the 1970s. So there's actually a little park there, Joe Zukin Park, where some of those buildings used to sit. But then if you go south of there, just north of the CPR main line, there's still quite a large number of sort of a cluster of those buildings still standing.
That is a great great name, though. Vulcan Ironworks has this real sense of heat and power to it.
Well, and most of the pictures that you see from the interior sort of fit your imagination of what a foundry would look at. You know, men just covered in black. You know, they're just covered in soot. And they're toiling with these great big and just enormous metal instruments, pouring this red molten metal. You know, it just fits your imagination of what working in a foundry must have been like.
Wow. Well, thanks for bringing this one to our attention. Next week, what are you thinking about?
Let's say this. It involves a leap of faith.
Okay. Well, thank you, Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Always great to see you.
Glad to be here.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Gordon Goldsboro, don't you love that guy? That's Abandoned Manitoba. He always delivers some pretty fascinating details about lost and forgotten places in this province. Find out more about his stories. You can head to the website for the Manitoba Historical Society, mhs.mb.ca, or click on our Facebook page, and we've loaded the link to the Vulcan Ironworks of Winnipeg.